This is a Fox News alert. Ukraine's under siege as Russia bombards it. I'm Dave Anthony.
At this hour, Russian forces continue their air and ground campaign.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
Overnight, Russian troops poured into this country from Belarus, southwestern Russia, and also from Crimea. There are also warnings about further air campaigns against the capital of Kyiv.
And Ukraine's president says Russian forces are trying to take control of Chernobyl, scene of the world's worst nuclear accident. And as Ukrainian troops fight back, the president there also urging civilians to join the battle, offering weapons to any who want them, and some do.
Putin totally went crazy. And me, as a patriot of Ukraine, I'm going to sign up for duty.
Fight with whatever we have. We don't have any other choice. This is our land.
But many others are fleeing.
Long lines, not only at gas stations, the complete traffic jam on the way out of the country.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon says many are going to Poland.
The 82nd Airborne is there to help the Poles and to help those coming across. Remember, there are still probably thousands of Americans who were warned to leave.
The U.S. and our allies are readying severe punishment for Russia. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the White House.
President Biden coordinated a response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine with G7 leaders representing the wealthiest democracies. Earlier, the president convened the National Security Council in the Situation Room. He is scheduled to make public comments early this afternoon, laying out consequences that he says will ensure a strong, united response. In a statement overnight, President Biden called the Russian invasion unprovoked and unjustified, promising the world will hold Russia accountable. Dave.
Now, Jared, stock markets have tumbled across Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow is plunging almost 600 points. The price of oil has been up nearly $6. Russian leader Vladimir Putin is vowing those who intervene will face consequences like never before. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story. Russia's been attacking Ukraine all day, escalating its invasion, and that's hitting the stock markets hard. The Dow's down about 600 points, but the Nasdaq's losses aren't as bad as earlier this morning, now down just 50 points. At a time when the economy's been recovering, GDP growth in the fourth quarter was revised slightly higher, up to 7%, and first-time unemployment claims dropped 7% last week to 232,000.
And continuing claims, the number of people still receiving benefits dropped to a pandemic low. 1.4 million. In recent weeks, the Omicron variant of COVID has created disruptions in the job market, though employers have been reluctant to lay off workers because it's difficult to replace people in a tight labor market.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. With COVID cases falling 5 weeks in a row from the record Omicron wave, more places are considering ending COVID restrictions, like New York City, where Mayor Eric Adams also wants companies to bring workers back to offices.
One thing that can happen, you can't stay home in your pajamas all day. That is not who we are as a city.
In New Hampshire,
Republican Governor Chris Sununu announced he was lifting the mask requirement for indoor spaces, including schools. That also means if schools try to set their own mask rules, they would violate state law.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Minnesota jury started deliberating a second day in a case stemming from George Floyd's death.
Former Minneapolis police officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane are accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights, of failing to get him medical care. Tao and King are also charged with failing to intervene to stop Derek Chauvin from kneeling on Floyd's neck in his deadly arrest in 2020. Jurors heard from over 30 witnesses in the case, including from all three former officers who pled not guilty in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fourth officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering Floyd's, already pleaded guilty to the civil rights charges. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.